You know, somebody once told me that change is the only thing that will never change. That same person told me that if I want to change my circumstances, I'll only change when the pain that it'll take to change is greater than the pain it actually takes to remain the same. So saying that the horror of my situation has to outweigh the discomfort it'll actually take to turn it around.
I'm feeling like I'm falling, and everybody keeps calling, and I don't think they know what I'm going through, What about the late nights? I was chilling at the grave site.
Yeah. I feel y'all pain. This is what I see when I look out my window.
This is what I'm going through, What am I gonna do?
This for the gangsters in the trap. This is for the hustlers. This for the woman that just struggles as a single mother. This for the ones house to house living on the street, because they realize money doesn't grow on trees. This for the ones with an addiction. Lord, open their eyes. Give them the strength to quit before they overdose and die. These streets are crazy now. Lord, it's straight insanity. Hiding seen prescription pills ruin the whole family. My mama doing bad. My cousin in the pen. Daddy drinking again. Lord, let this stress in. This for the ones that done had to bury they best friend. I'm talking crew thick. I'm talking next to kin.
She could have went to college, could have been an honor student. Baby daddy died in the street, she ain't deserving that. Now she's having sex for OCs, Tabs and Percocets. Since the recession, can't nobody get a decent job. So they got a piece to heart or hit the streets and rob. They work their ass off, but they don't get a day off. And they don't get the payoff, they just surrounded by chaos. What about my 9-to-5ers? About to go insane. They work their life away and still ain't got a fucking thing. And what about the man that nightly opens up a bottle? Cause it's the only way he knows to deal with all his problems.
Triple six and Lil White, but put that to the side. This is what I'm living like. I got a deal, but I'm so broke it isn't funny. But every time my phone rings, they asking me for money. My niece is 14, she's having sex, that isn't cool. What's even worse, she fucked a 24-year-old dude. Wish that I had the power to pull Dre out the grave and spend a day going to let him watch his kids play. I think about Sam's every time I write a song, but I don't take the time to grab the phone and call his mom. I'm sick to my stomach, Lord, I ain't feeling well. Have the same nightmare every night, they end up killing real. Struggle, got a fed case, they want him in a cell. Searching for heaven, cause right now I feel I live in hell. I thank the Lord every day that I'm a man of prayer. Cause if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be standing here. Stacy lost her sister right in front of her, that's fucked up. Wish I could find the dude that killed her and go shoot his truck up. And she keeps calling me, I know she needs a friend lately. But I'm so bitter, I don't take that to consideration. Fuck it, I'm sorry, Stacy. Love you, you knew that. Just call me anytime, I'll be there, I done proved that. They say that heaven's for the sinners too, I hope it's true. And I'm just telling y'all what the fuck I'm going through.
You see, we fear not the things that we know, but we only fear what we don't know, what we're not comfortable with, what we can't see, what's not tangible to us. But the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So sometimes we just have to leap out on a branch of faith. And we all know God honors faith.